Processing Grocery Heat and Eat Cheese Gifts Catering Liquor Wine and Beer Company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After calls for him to be returned to the U.S. and an order from the Supreme Court, Kilmo Abrego Garcia, who was deported to his native El Salvador in March, has been returned to the U.S., only to find himself a criminal defendant. Accused of human smuggling and other charges by the Justice Department, his lawyer denies the charges. On the streets of Los Angeles, protests after a series of ICE immigration raids across the city. The demonstrators seen throwing objects, getting in front of vehicles. Mayor Karen Bass showing up at one raid site.
We know ICE has been here, but it's been for targeted arrests. This was just mass chaos, and it sows a sense of chaos in our city and a sense of terror, and it's just unacceptable.
Friday, the former police chief and convicted killer Grant Hardin captured just a mile and a half from the prison where he escaped, near the Arkansas-Missouri border. This is ABC News. The search is intensifying in Washington state for the man accused of suffocating to death his three daughters.
The search for Travis Decker is now focused in on the Pacific Crest Trail. Decker, a wilderness survival expert and military veteran, is believed to maybe be traveling the trail. People nearby are being told to keep buildings locked and lights on. Ariana Cozart is the attorney for his ex-wife, who says Decker has mental health issues and his ex-wife has empathy for him as he's on the run.
He was a very loving man. But something broke.
Decker's ex-wife is pushing for changes to the Amber Alert system since the case did not trigger one because there was no evidence of a kidnapping. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Hundreds filled the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Friday for a Unite for Veterans rally. The USDA says the national average wholesale price of eggs increasing again, up 11 cents to $2.63 per dozen last week amid new bird flu outbreaks and weak demand. Agency says shoppers less interested in buying eggs than typically heading into June. Dave Packer, ABC News. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After calls for him to be returned to the U.S. and an order from the Supreme Court, Kilmo Abrego
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, today looks like a mild June day, just about normal temperatures expected, a few peaks of sunshine from time to time. There are some sprinkles trying to form back in parts of Minnesota and Iowa, so we have a small chance of catching one of those later today. A better chance of rain, though, tomorrow as a cold front slides in from the northwest. The bulk of this hitting our area around midday into the afternoon. Could be at least a couple tenths of an inch with that. Some more spotty showers on Monday as cold air comes in from Canada, along with an upper-level low-pressure system. Most of the Badger states should see some off-and-on showers and gustier winds for Monday. That will move away, leaving us with more sunshine and pleasant conditions for Tuesday. Warmer air spilling in toward Wednesday and Thursday, along with more humidity. There will be a front developing right on top of Wisconsin by Wednesday night and Thursday, so things could get active toward the end of the week. Here's that forecast for today. Variably cloudy and mild with a stray sprinkle possible. High in the mid to upper 70s. East wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy. Low 55. Tomorrow, some sun peaks early, then mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely by the afternoon with a high of 73. South wind between 5 and 15. Sunday night, a chance of a shower early, low 52. Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler. 30% chance of a couple of showers for the afternoon with a high of 69. Tuesday looks like a rather nice day, mainly sunny, high 77. Wednesday, increasing clouds and warm, high 82, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm at night. And then we have a higher chance of showers and storms Thursday and Friday on the humid side. Highs in the low 80s Thursday, upper 70s come Friday. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Well, we've moved up 1 degree from our morning low of 55. We're at 56. That following our high yesterday of 80. The record high, it was quite warm back in 1985. We topped off at 93. The record low of 37 in 1949. Last year, 76 and 55 were our extremes. The sun will set today at 8:39. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:21. We do have some hazy clouds currently. The air is calm. No precipitation to report today. We did receive a trace of a few sprinkles yesterday in the form of rain. Our barometric pressure is falling down to 29.97. The high yesterday, 80. The morning low so far, 55. With hazy clouds, we're currently up to 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Who's behind the counter is just as important as what's under the hood. When you combine quality parts and helpful people, you get more than just know-how. You get Napa know-how. Hi, this is John. You'll get the good stuff at our Napa stores along with locally owned hometown service. Whether vehicle maintenance is a passion or just a necessity, we're happy to share our Napa know-how with you. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Our attention now turns to state track results in the WIAA State Track Tournament going on this weekend. First of all, in Division II, Richland Center's boys 4x400-meter relay, consisting of Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Robert Budden, finished 15th in the preliminaries. The Richland Center boys 4x200-meter relay, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden finished 9th in the preliminaries. And Madeline Huber for Richland Center finished 11th in the girls' shot put. River Valley's Wesley Hatfield in the boys' 100-meter dash and boys' 200-meter dash. First of all, in the 100-meter dash, he finished 13th and 16th in the 200 preliminaries. Division 3, Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee ran in the boys' 1,600-meter run and finished 10th and finished 14th in the boys' 3,200-meter run. Kickapoo LaFarge had a good day. Boys, a 4x400-meter relay with Adric Eggie, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter finished 2nd in the preliminaries. The girls, 4x100-meter relay with Katie Randow, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer finished 2nd in the preliminaries. The girls' 4x200-meter finished 1st place in the prelims, consisting of Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Randow. Kickapoo LaFarge's Adric Eggie finished 5th in the boys' 200-meter prelims and 5th in the 400-meter prelims, 9th in the long jump. Adam Boyson finished 3rd in the boys' high jump. The girls' 4x400-meter relay, consisting of Katie Randow, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andelsek, and Jaden Snagel, finished 3rd in the prelims. Ava Young finished 10th in the prelims in the girls' 100-meter dash. Jaden Snagel was in the girls' 400-meter dash and finished 6th in prelims.
and the boys 4x800 meter relay, Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter finished 14th. We have made it to the weekend, and Tony Schumacher's weather outlook calling for variably cloudy, very mild. We may see some stray sprinkles today with a high of 77. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, will drop down to 55. Peaks of sun early Sunday, then mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely by later afternoon, a high of 73. Sunday night, showers are possible, variably cloudy and a low near 52. Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, a chance of a few showers, a high of 69. Tuesday, more sunshine and mild, a high of 77. And Wednesday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm at night, increasing clouds and warm, with a high temperature of 82. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
After all this time, I guess I finally made it through all the darkness to the point of being over you. Now and then my mind runs into your old memory, but it ain't quite as big a deal as it used to be. Now I know.
Thanks for allowing us to be a part of your weekend wake up along with Black Hawk, Your Little Corner of My Heart. 614, we're at 56 degrees. The Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer checking in.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world.
need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO.
We'll return after these messages.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Weekend Wake Up.
100.9.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
My brother Adam plays the best country, and I should know because I'm from the South.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
Turn it up.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil & LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Well, coming up in fewer than 5 minutes, we will have a news, weather, and sports update, all part of your weekend wake up. Here's a great remake from the 1980s with Vince Neil and Justin Moore.
Oh, you know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song.
It's 6:30 and time for a news update. The forecast from Tony Schumacher, maybe some sprinkles today, variably cloudy and mild, a high in the mid to upper 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 55. Tomorrow, peaks of sunshine and a high of 73. Following our low of 55, we're up to 57 degrees.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Friday evening at approximately 10:18, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a wanted person in the city of Mineral Point.
An Iowa County deputy, along with Mineral Point officers, made contact with the subject at a residence in Mineral Point, and as a result, Orlando C. Bennett, 54 of Mineral Point, was arrested on multiple outstanding warrants through Grant and Washington counties. Bennett was transported and custody turned over to the Grant County Sheriff's Office. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports on Thursday evening that one of their deputies, while in the process of executing an arrest warrant in the town of Wheatland, was exposed to secondhand methamphetamine smoke. The deputy was treated at Vernon Health in Viroqua and later released. Unrelated to the arrest warrant involving a different individual, Kyle John Backlund, 35 of Viroqua, was arrested. He was booked for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kyle Backlund was also booked for felony bail jumping stemming from a May 29th drug-related arrest by the Viroqua Police Department. In that case, a $1,000 signature bond was ordered on May 30th. At the time, Backlund was also being held by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections for a probation violation. He was released from custody on Wednesday, 33 hours before the deputy was exposed to the methamphetamine use. A bail hearing was scheduled yesterday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Vernon County Circuit Court. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. Flags will be at half staff to honor the late chairman of the Oneida Nation, Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers orders the U.S. and Wisconsin flags to be flown at half staff tomorrow in honor of former Oneida Nation Chairman Gerald Jerry Danforth, who passed away June 1st at the age of 78. Danforth served two terms as chairman of the Oneida Nation, first elected in 1999 and again in 2005. Services for Danforth will be held tomorrow in Oneida.
As part of June Dairy Month, many communities are holding dairy breakfast this weekend. Today's breakfasts include the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast being held until 10 o'clock at Achenbach's Highview Farms on State Highway 27, 2 miles south of Eastman. Enjoy all-you-can-eat pancakes, syrup, sausage links, cheese curds, applesauce, milk, coffee, and more. The cost is $3 and free for children 6 and under. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held from now until 10:30 at the B. Kurt Dairy on Vortex Drive in Barneville. Hosted by the Handel family, enjoy a locally sourced breakfast that includes pancakes, eggs, sausage, milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream. Busing will be available. The cost is $10 for adults and $5 for children. Free for children under 3. Parking and busing will be at Vortex Optics. Attendees are asked to take the short bus ride to the farm. The Sauk County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Narrows Dairy from 7 until 11. The breakfast menu includes scrambled eggs with ham, pancakes, sausage, cheese, applesauce, milk, coffee, juice, and Culver's custard with toppings. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and free for children 5 and under. Hosted by the Nolden family, Narrows Dairy is located on Buckeye Road near Rock Springs. Wisconsin Dells School Farm will host a farm-to-fork breakfast from 8 to noon at the high school in Wisconsin Dells. Have breakfast from local food sources in the area. The menu will include grilled cheese, Brew Farm eggs, Sassy Cow milk, Brew Farm sausage links, and Culver's custard. The cost is $10. Schmidt Farms will be the site of the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow. Serving will be from 7 until 1 p.m. The menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, ice cream, and many other great dairy products. Those who attend the event will also receive a tour of the farm. Randy and Shelly Schmidt are the hosts of the event. Shelly says that farming has changed from when she was younger.
Some people come and they look at it, it's like they could stand there all day watching it. It's unbelievable, the calmness of the cows when they come in. The cows come to the workers. It's great for being a worker. We have big garage doors, you have good air in there while they're working all day. And the nutritionists that are involved now, we have like 7 to 8 different types of TMR that is given to each different segment of the cows. All the things that we do to help promote cow health is amazing. So many facets of what this county produces, the businesses that help support us, from the truck drivers to the veterinarians to computer people with the technology. It's different from what we grew up on, and I feel it's an opportunity that people can come and see what we do. There's a lot of people that think they know what we do, but it's really nice to kind of put a face on what we do and what we actually do.
Also back this year is Kinchy's Pedal Pool for kids 4 to 12 that starts at 10 a.m. Cost of the breakfast is $5 and free for children 3 and under. Schmidt Farms is located at 29281 Fairview Road between Sextonville and Gotham. There will also be free buses picking up and dropping off at the Rockwell Automation upper parking lot. If you have any questions or you'd like to volunteer, you can call Annette Lewis at 608-475-7312 or email AnnetteML1973@gmail.com.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
We have made it to the weekend, and Tony Schumacher's weather outlook calling for variably cloudy, very mild. We may see some stray sprinkles today with a high of 77. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, will drop down to 55. Peaks of sun early Sunday, then mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely by later afternoon, a high of 73. Sunday night, showers are possible, variably cloudy and a low near 52. Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, a chance of a few showers, a high of 69. Tuesday, more sunshine and mild, a high of 77. And Wednesday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm at night, increasing clouds and warm, with a high temperature of 82. Time for a look at sports, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Our attention now turns to state track results in the WIAA state track tournament going on this weekend. First of all, in Division II, Richland Center's boys 4x400-meter relay, consisting of Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Robert Budden, finished 15th in the preliminaries. The Richland Center boys 4x200-meter relay, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelinek, and Robert Budden finished 9th in the preliminaries. And Madeline Huber for Richland Center finished 11th in the girls' shot put. River Valley's Wesley Hatfield in the boys' 100-meter dash and boys' 200-meter dash. First of all, in the 100-meter dash, he finished 13th and 16th in the 200 preliminaries. Division 3, Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee ran in the boys' 1,600-meter run and finished 10th, and finished 14th in the boys' 3,200-meter run. Kickapoo LaFarge had a good day. Boys' 4x400-meter relay with Adric Eggie, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter finished 2nd in the preliminaries. The girls' 4x100-meter relay with Katie Randow, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer finished 2nd in the preliminaries. The girls' 4x200-meter finished 1st place in the prelims, consisting of Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Randow. Kickapoo LaFarge's Adric Eggie finished 5th in the boys' 200-meter prelims and 5th in the 400-meter prelims, 9th in the long jump. Adam Boyson finished third in the boys' high jump. The girls' 4x400-meter relay, consisting of Katie Randow, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andelsek, and Jaden Snagel, finished third in the prelims. Ava Young finished 10th in the prelims in the girls' 100-meter dash. Jaden Snagel was in the girls' 400-meter dash and finished 6th in prelims. And the boys' 4x800-meter relay, Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter finished 14th.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Manny Machado homered for a second straight game, and five San Diego pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout as the Padres beat the Milwaukee Brewers 2-0 on Friday night. Machado's eighth-inning homer off Grant Anderson was his ninth of the season. It came one day after he hit his 350th career home run in a 3-2 loss at San Fran, making him the 33rd player to reach that milestone. In his age 32 season or earlier, Machado turns 33 on July the 6th. San Diego's other run came when Luis Arraez singled home Tyler Wade in the third inning. Wandy Peralta earned the win after replacing starter Randy Vasquez and striking out Christian Yelich to strand runners at second and third in the fifth. Robert Suarez retired the side in order in the ninth, and he earned his MLB leading 20th save in 22 opportunities. Other finals from last night. First of all, in interleague games, Tampa Bay edged Miami 4-3. Washington blanked Texas 2-0. Detroit 3, the Cubbies 1. American League finals, Houston doubled up on Cleveland 4-2. The Yanks got by Boston 9-6. The Chi Sox over KC 7-2. Toronto 6-4 over Minnesota. The Angels 5, Seattle 4. Same score, Athletics over Baltimore 5-4. Arizona at Cincinnati rained out. They'll play later today, a doubleheader. A final in Pittsburgh, it was Pittsburgh over Philly 5-4. St. Louis shut out the Dodgers 5-0. The Mets 4-2 over Colorado. And San Fran over Atlanta 5-4.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
That was a huge hit for B.J. Thomas back in the day, The Eyes of a New York Woman. The words floor and home thermometer showing 58 degrees in Richland Center at 647. Good morning.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Thank you, Marty. This is your Weekend Wake Up, 6:51. We're working towards 7 o'clock. We'll have an ABC News update. 7 o'clock hour, a look at this week in entertainment history, birthdays and anniversaries, news and weather. Whew! It's a jam-packed Saturday.
I seem like a little too much to handle. If I laugh like an angel on Judgment Day. If I burn like the sparks from a Roman candle. Oh, baby, you made me that way. If my heart starts to pound like a bass drum drumming. Like the beat when an old sun record plays. Coming. Oh, baby, you made me that way. I used to play it safe, never thinking what I might miss. Who knew there'd come a day I would come alive like this? With just one kiss, if I choose the edge over the middle. If I moan at the sound of a certain name. And if I lean just this side of it.
illegal. Yeah. Oh, baby, you made me that way.
That's Andy Griggs, You Made Me That Way. That's not a bad thing. Hey, we are having fun at the WRCO text line right at WRCO.com. Any suggestion you have, you can hit us up and we'll play you a tune. This is going out to Frank. It's Dierks Bentley from 03. And what in the world was I thinking? From WRCO-FM.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
You know, I was thinking, what a great weekend for dairy breakfast throughout Southwest Wisconsin. If you want a breakfast on the farm and you need information and details, two places you can get all the info. You can head to WRCO.com and click on our news story about dairy breakfast, or head over to Facebook.com/WRCOFM. It's all right there.
Dynamite just blew my world away. It was a pitiful sight, me begging her to stay. I never had a hunch, so how was I to know? She packed a punch that knocked my heart out cold. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. The night she left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? She came across so cool, I didn't think that I'd get burned. Now I'm a big old fool with a leaving lesson learned. Thought I was strong like old Hercules. She proved me wrong with her little c'est la vie. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. She left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" exercise heartache on me?
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for